An economist with Partners for Production Agriculture expects domestic demand for pork to be the key factor driving pork prices heading into 2023. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For computer data file recovery and repair, visit filerepair.net. That's www.filerepair.net to rescue your data. Results guaranteed.
The North American outlook for pork was among the topics highlighted last week as part of Saskatchewan Pork Industry Symposium 2022 in Saskatoon. Dr. Steve Meyer, an economist with Partners for Production Agriculture, says while U.S. domestic pork demand has been stellar since the COVID shutdowns of 2020 and has been a key factor in driving pork markets, it's been a disappointing year for exports both from the U.S. and Canada.
The problem is the same country, it's different things. Of course, China is off dramatically in their imports of pork from all over the world, and Canada had the problem of a bunch of plants being delisted due to China's COVID protocols early in the year. They got a few of those back, but they could use some more. Our exports are going to end up down 10 to 12% for the year, I think. We're down 14% year on year from last year through September. October, November, December will be better relative to last year than what the early part of the year was, but we're still going to end up down 10%. So that's a big disappointment to us, and that means that's 2.5% of our production that stays on our market here. You know, we export about 25%. In addition, because Canada's had trouble exporting to China, our imports from Canada are up sharply this year, and our total imports are up almost 3%. And so that's another 1.5% of product on our market, and yet our retail prices are strong. So export demand hasn't been great. Mexico has been the star for both our countries, and thank goodness they've been strong, but domestic demand has been stellar, and so that's kind of carried us so far. So there have been years in the past when exports were the big item carrying our markets and domestic demand wasn't so good, and the last 2 years have been just the opposite.
Dr. Meyer says whether that will hold true in 2023 is a question. He sees the biggest threat to that being inflation, which might reduce the amount of discretionary dollars spent on meat. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.